Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Every month we talk with cellist Robert Cohen about life as a professional musician in a series we call On That Note.
When we spoke last month, Robert was on his way to Finland to participate in a brand new festival on music and wellness. Well, he's back from that and has been a few other places as well. Well, hello, Robert. What time zone are you in?
Hello, Bonnie. I have no idea.
I figured not, because the last time we spoke, you were about to head off to Finland and do a really interesting festival there. And then you were in Paris with a quartet. You're back in London. And then you're going to be here in another couple of weeks. So it's a very busy time for you.
Yeah, it has been incredibly busy. And the festival, Temperate Chamber Music Festival that I did, I suppose it's 2 weeks ago, something like that. It feels like it could have been yesterday or it could have been 6 months ago, I don't know. But it was so incredibly intensive, and as seems to be the case with a lot of festivals in Finland, just masses to do, rehearsing maybe two concerts a day, lectures, masterclasses. I mean, it was really fantastic. And if you remember, it was all about sort of music and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And From my point of view, I'm not sure quite how well I was at the end of it. Exhaustion set in. But there was a fantastic atmosphere. And I think one of the wonderful things about it was this sense that everybody who came really understood that it was about music and well-being. And it was a focused, as we'd hoped it would be, on, you know, the power of music and how that enhances our lives and how it can make us actually healthier. And so there was a great atmosphere, and I think that we had a really good audience, which was very, very exciting for a brand new festival. I mean, you never know how many people are going to pick up on it and attend. I remember I did a lecture with a psychologist, and there were 300 people, I think, actually just came to that, which
That's
was really fantastic.
Very impressive.
You know, and people talking and asking questions and discussing all sorts of things. So I think that you can really say it was a great success. And I know Heini Kekkonen, who is the director of it, is very, very excited and is already very busy planning next year's festival. So it was brilliant. It was really brilliant.
So maybe next year they can include a little more sauna time for the musicians, so you don't end up not being well at the end of a wellness and music program.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, it's absolutely true. But I mean, I was completely fine, but somewhat exhausted, I have to say. Nevertheless, what happened actually was that I went directly from there to Paris, which is no bad thing, of course.
No.
And I had 2 days before starting a tour with the Fine Arts Quartet, which went around France and finished in Paris last night. But those 2 days were really, of course, wonderful, because Paris is, you know, so beautiful. And I had a chance to kind of just acclimatize and absorb what had happened in the previous week and start to get ready for the next week of touring. And that was very, very special too, because we were joined by two fantastic, really amazing French musicians, violinist and pianist, who we played Chausson Violin Piano Concerto, it's called actually. It's for violin, piano and string quartet, along with other repertoire that the quartet did and they did. We just had a really special week together. It's always nice to tour with, as it were, guest musicians, because they bring another dimension to every concert that, of course, the string quartet on its own, you know, we're just kind of in a bubble in some ways. But when you bring in one or two other guest artists and then you tour with them and spend time with them and, you know, eat with them and drink with them and have really good fun and talk a lot about music and rehearse together, it's a bonding experience, and in this case, it was really very, very special indeed. And
I imagine that it's one of those things that feeds you on the platform as well. It makes you maybe think about the music differently or in ways that you might not have thought about it.
Absolutely right. And Pierre Fouchon-Array, the violinist, has a very, very particular and beautiful sound and approach the music, very refined, sort of crystalline, stunningly sort of emotional, but in a very refined way. And just to listen to him playing you know, with the quartet, it really makes you think about things in a different way. And the pianist, Romain, was also really incredible, and they played beautifully together. And yes, and of course, there are conversations and rehearsals about interpretation, but that extra dimension to other players, especially ones who were so really fantastic, brings something to your own playing, makes you think again about what you do and how you do it. And actually just even physically watching them, working with them the whole week, you know, you take on ideas and thoughts about the things that you might do that are a little bit more in that direction. It clarifies why you do certain things. And also, I think the physicality of it brings, you're aware when you're so close to other people playing of their energy and the way they produce music and how they communicate it. And of course, that is different from the way you do it or the way the quartet as a whole does it.
So now you are back in London, and then you are in the next, it's towards the end of February that you are back here with a quartet, is that correct?
That's right. And actually before that, I have a series of lectures in London for the Royal Academy of Music, 5 lectures and 5 masterclasses linked to those lectures. And they're all about music, but they're aimed at the students, and they're all about things like practicing, memorizing, performance anxieties, and certain technical things that we need to know more about. Every other day there's a lecture, and in between there are masterclasses on those subjects. So that's going to be pretty intensive time. And I think that should be really exciting. I've done those before, those type of lectures at the Royal Academy in previous years, but I've never done all that series of lectures within a very short time. So I think there's quite a buzz around at the moment that it's like a journey through these lectures, which hopefully, you know, brings all the students to a point where they feel kind of more confident about what they're working on, how they can work, and, you know, and finally how they can perform. That's the objective. And I think there's that sense I know that it's there's a lot of interest from the students from past, but I think this intensive 2-week period is going to really make kind of a bigger push, really.
Well, and also they get to see you not only teach this, but you're living what you're teaching. You know, you've just describe this huge circuit of performances and festival and things coming up and how to maintain the technique and taking care of yourself and still performing beautifully while traveling halfway around the world. You know, you're modeling that for them as well.
That's a very good point, actually. And I think that it's one of the things that I noticed in this last 2 weeks, working so hard and moving around and working with different people, and the kind of levels of energy that you need, but how you can feel absolutely completely wiped out, you know, in the morning after a long concert, after days of traveling, and yet somehow you can pick yourself up, go into another rehearsal, work again on the music and how to improve it, and then get back on stage that evening, and somehow the adrenaline and everything lifts you. And I'm kind of used to expecting that from myself. But when I watch the others do it so supremely, I think, you know, this is really amazing. It is fantastic how this can be done. And I can see that when it works really, really well, it's because so many of the elements that go to make it work are absolutely in place. The whole preparation, the sense of, you know, the technique, the psychology behind how you prepare, how you deal with pressures on the platform, how you deal with all those things. And a lot of the subjects that, you know, are in my lectures. And I see that, you know, if those things are really in place, you can watch somebody performing, you know, supremely day after day, which seems somehow superhuman, really.
Right. You think of athletes, and it's the same sort of thing. You people perform in that way, it is a physical tax on the body in addition to, you know, the mental and emotional energy that you have to put out. And so how that works, I think it's one of those wonderful mysteries of humans and our accomplishments that we somehow are able to do that.
Yes. I mean, you know, we've talked about, you know, the issues of traveling, but, you know, one is reminded every time you do it that, you know, suitcases are very heavy sometimes, and getting in and out of trains and cars and sleeping in strange beds and or not sleeping properly in strange beds and eating at odd times, all of those things, none of those things really go, you know, to being to for a healthy existence. And yet, despite that, you know, there is this push to make sure. And the power of the music, I'm sure, is a major part of it, because, you know, as soon as you start to get involved in it and to hear it and to produce it, it is so stimulating. And I think then you get the reaction from the audience. We had some really fantastic, warm audiences. I mean, in Finland, they were really incredible. I was really overwhelmed playing Dvorak Cello Concerto to this huge audience, and they were just absolutely amazing. And then around, all around France, and last night in Paris, they were just cheering and on their feet, and there was great excitement. And even when just we first came onto the platform, they were already really excited, and that buzz really lifts you fantastically.
Well, you think, this is why I do this.
Well, yes, I mean, I don't know, somehow, that I don't think of it, I have to say, I don't think of it as this, the adulation being anything to do with it, because...
No, I meant the energy feeding you, so that, you know, that the communication that happens
yes.
through the music, that's why you do it.
Yes,
not
absolutely.
The adulation. The adulation is just a manifestation of that communication that happens on a different level, I think.
Yes, and I mean, you know, one is always grateful if people like
it. If you like it, yeah.
At the end of it. But no, you're absolutely right. There is that sense of, you know, outpouring of, you know, the love of the music and the absorption of all that you're saying by people who appreciate it, and that beautiful silence that you get, and that sense of electricity, all of those things, yeah, they are really... They really drive you, and of course, they are the biggest excitement. I mean, there's no question that that is a major part of my life.
Well, we are looking forward to having you back here.
You too.
The concert is the end of February. Is that correct?
That is correct, and because I don't know what day of the week I'm on right now, I can't even give you the exact day.
That's all right. We'll put it on the website. There's no problem with that. But we'll look forward to having you back and seeing you then. And we will talk again next month.
Great. Lovely to talk to you, Bonnie.
Robert Cohen is the cellist for the Milwaukee-based Fine Arts Quartet and a regular contributor to Lake Effect. You can hear all of our On That Note series at WUWM.com.